With Neuron Mobility e-scooters and e-bikes being taken off the road for the season as of October 31, the company has released statistics on their usage. Riders around the region racked up over 385,000 kilometers since the program was rolled out in April. We are delighted by the uptake of our e-scooters and e-bikes in the region of Waterloo, Ankush Karwal, General Manager at Neuron Mobility Canada said in a press release. Already, they have become an important part of the local transport network and are embraced by a wide range of users. As the first season comes to a close, we want to thank the cities of Kitchener, Cambridge and Waterloo, and our riders for their continued trust and support in making the program a success. As part of Neuron's attempt to gather feedback on the program's success, it's released a public survey. The latest information collected shows that 9 out of 10 people believe e-scooters and e-bikes have made a positive impact on the region by improving mobility, air quality and congestion. According to its data, 64% of all e-scooter trips resulted in an average purchase of $46 at a business. That equates to $8.2 million being funneled into the Waterloo region economy each year. The e-scooters cost $1.15 for customers to unlock and 35 cents per minute to use. The average trip was 2.1 kilometers and took 14 minutes, with 58% of all ridership being among people aged 16 to 24. In total, 32% of all trips replaced a car, eliminating an estimated 20 tons of CO2. While Cambridge-specific statistics have yet to be released, Leah Walter, Director of Engineering for the City of Cambridge, is excited to see the positive reaction from the community. "We're happy to hear that these alternative modes of active transportation have seen success in the city and region," Walter said in the release. "Providing more sustainable, accessible and convenient transportation options like this are important as our community grows and we look for ways to reduce CO2 emissions, encourage healthy living and protect and extend the life of our roads and infrastructure." The survey remains open until November 6 and can be found at engagear.ca.